Councilman Caleb Collier said.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, touch not the Lord's anointed. Hello, Christian patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. And I am your host, Caleb Collier, once again, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. And also, since Gabe hasn't been with us in a little bit, remember, we are the show that talks about politics and religion in the same room. Jesus Christ is the referee, and that actually is pertinent to what I'm going to be talking about today, because we're going to really devote this entire episode to talking about some church issues. So before I get there, churchandstate.media, head on over there. This is going to be an interesting show that you might want to share with, a number of your Christian brothers and sisters, because there is some dangers that are associated with our faith, right? And some of those dangers include false prophets, wolves, and we cannot allow them to operate within our Christian faith without calling them out. And I'm going to give you the tools to do so on today's episode. So share away. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. We got some doozies, don't we? Some of the best ones. Let's talk about gold and silver. Look, I see a storm on the horizon. Now, I'm okay. I was born for a storm. But I want to make sure that you guys are okay. And the best way to do so is to have some tangible assets in your hand, in your safe, ready to go. I mean, think about it. If you all remember that movie, Left Behind, and I like dystopian movies, but where some tyrannical government is taking control and they focus on you, the individual, and they just strip away your liberties, right? It's a tyrannical system. But as a student of history, I know that man is man, and man will always have greed in their hearts. And so if it comes a time where you're going through checkpoints just to simply go visit grandma, guess what? A silver coin might just buy you access to that. Hey, I know that may sound extreme, but you know what? It happened all throughout the world, all throughout history. Okay, so go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Talk to them about getting some gold and silver. Use that promo code Church and State. Church and State. It's going to get us some money back, and we can continue to talk about all of these essential items that really uplift your day. I mean, that's what I do. I uplift people's days. I think so. All right. Also, donate specifically to us. Just hit that donate button right at the top of our website. This keeps us on the American Christian Network. Remember, we are fundraising because we want to continue to come to you 5 days a week. And lastly, if you'd like to get a hold of us, Church and State, 1776 at proton.me. All right, I know you're probably getting sick of this, but hey, I like to use my platform to get people to go to events at the local level because I know that's where we're most effective, at that local level. And so I want to bring Christians and patriots together to get into some of these great events that will really educate you and focus you to where you're going to be able to battle the deep state. So number one, homeschool conference, April 26th through 27th. We are at Valley Assembly, 15618 East Broadway, right over by the Walmart off of Sullivan. And you're going to get together with some like-minded individuals who are tired of seeing their children indoctrinated. And they're going to be taught a number of tools to assist them in homeschooling or creating a homeschool co-op. You can email them christianfamilyhomeeducators@gmail.com. Make sure to put that on your calendar. We also have the Vax Unvax bus coming to Spokane April 19th, 12929 East Sprague Avenue. Starts at 8 a.m., ends at 6 p.m., so an all-day event. But this is going to be a great event for you, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get with your crew. You got to get with like-minded individuals so you can push back against the next implementation of medical tyranny. Because it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It is coming. It's around the corner. Trust me. When the global elites look at what they were able to accomplish in 2020 and the 21 and 22 and even into 23, what they were able to accomplish through the medical tyranny of COVID-19, it was a dream come true for them. You don't think they want to implement that again? Well, guess what? They will. Also, General Flynn coming to Spokane. This is going to be April 25th. There's also an event on April 26th as well where we're going to be talking about human trafficking. But I highly recommend that you come to this event. You can go to flynnmovie.com and you can get your tickets. Just go to the showings. It's right there. Spokane, Washington, April 25th. Starts at 5 p.m. Movie starts at 6:30 p.m. Remember, if you buy some tickets and you screenshot it and send it to us at churchandstate1776@proton.me, you are entered into a contest to win a book signed by General Flynn and an opportunity to meet the general himself. So get on that right away. Also, we have come to Apologia Chapel. Aren't you excited? Chris, are you excited for Apologia Chapel? I am excited about Apologia Chapel. It's going to be such a great church. I'm so looking forward to this. Myself, Matt Buster, and Brian Noble are all going to be preaching different Sundays. We can have like dueling pastors. Wouldn't that be fun? Dueling pastors, different beliefs. You know, like you guys know, I'm a pre-wrath guy. Brian Noble, on the other hand, he is a pre-trib guy. So we'll duke it out. I think I can take him. Maybe. We'll see. But if you want to come to this, 1 p.m., 3506 West Princeton. It's at, it's going to start on the 28th of this month. So come on out and see what we're all about. I hope to see a number of you there. All right. Let's get into the show. You know, I like to rant. You know, I like to notice little things that occur really on a daily basis. You know, I have a lot of dislikes. I could probably fill an entire show about my dislikes in different foods. You know how I feel about mushrooms and that they are a food of the devil. Like I go off on a lot of stuff. And some of you think it's amusing. Some of you tune me off or turn me off right away. But I noticed something. And tell me if I'm unique in this. But women, you got to stop doing this thing, okay? I was driving the other day, and I pulled up to a stop, and I look left, and I look right, and I don't see any cars, and so I start to turn, and what does my wife do? what's my reaction there? What am I going to slam on the brakes? I can see to my left. My wife's kind of blocking my view to the right, so I start steering into the oncoming traffic because there's nobody coming at me, right? What's going on? It was something on her phone. She saw something on her phone. Women, you do this to us all the time. You gasp or you make noises as we're turning. And we can't see. We can't see past you. Is there a car coming at us? We're protective. Don't do it anymore. Okay? Go have a conversation with your husband. Admit you're wrong. Okay? This is something I am really, really good at, admitting I'm wrong. Chris, am I lying? Come on. No? Man, I tell you, no. I'm actually terrible, but women, go talk with your husband. Say, I'm sorry. I've been doing this. I've realized I've almost caused you to one, either get into a car accident or have a heart attack. So I'm going to stop gasping when you're taking a turn. All right. I also wanted to address, my kids real quick. Cause they're fun. They love the show. They think I'm hilarious. Somebody's got to think I'm funny, but they're at this age now, my two boys in particular, they're at this age where they've decided they don't like their names. Did you ever go through this, Chris? You didn't like your name? Did this ever happen to you?
I love my name.
Okay, you like your name. See, growing up, I hated my name. Caleb? Nobody was named Caleb when I was a kid. I was like, what? How do you spell that? Caleb? Cauliflower? What are you doing? Right? No. So I get it, but right now, especially my middle son. He's like, he wants to be named Ty. His name's Titus. Titus is a great name. It's a strong, powerful, biblical name. Call me Ty. Well, we also call him Tidy Bear. We've been calling him that since he was a kid. Instead of Teddy Bear, Tidy Bear. He's decided he doesn't like this. And so he's, call me Ty. Well, son, I know you listen to the show. You will always be Titus to me. So deal with it. Also, my son, my other son, he just won a video game competition. How cool is this? Mario Kart. He won in Mario Kart. Video game competition. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, kid. You worked hard, and you played the game, and you won. You know the worst level in Mario Kart? Rainbow Road. Dude, that is from the pit of hell. Who invented Rainbow Road? The transgender. I think we know exactly who invented that. Oh, that level drove me nuts. All right. In all seriousness, let's talk about what I really want to talk about on today's episode. Don't touch the Lord's anointed. How many times have you heard this? There are certain circles within the Christian denominations that use this as a tool. And unfortunately, it's not a good tool. We are misappropriating the use of a shovel, let's just say. A shovel is designed for digging into the dirt, not smacking somebody across the head with it. And that's what we see with don't touch the Lord's anointed. Okay. Oftentimes in Christian circles, what you'll see is if a pastor has maybe an alternative view or a new revelation and you question it. Wait a minute. I don't see what you're saying. Let's open the Word of God. Let's go through this. And in an attempt to silence you, they will say, don't touch the Lord's anointed. So let's just dissect that just a little bit here. Because number one, it's found twice in Scripture. Okay, don't touch the Lord's anointed. It's found in 1 Chronicles 16:21-22 and Psalm 105:15. Okay, but usually they apply this to David and Saul. Now, for those of you who don't know your Bible, David has an opportunity to kill Saul. Now, Saul has been persecuting David for a long time here. Okay, David used to be in his courts. Saul was driven mad. He drives David out. He sees David as a direct threat against his power. And so David has to hide, and he's got a group of men that have accompanied him, and they're hiding in hills. And so he has an opportunity to literally pin Saul to the ground with his spear. In fact, that's what one of his generals recommends that he does. And David's response is, I'm not going to touch the Lord's anointed. Okay? He did not want to be guilty of murder. That's what it is specifically here. All right? So if a pastor or a preacher or a prophet or an apostle or whoever it may be says to me, don't touch the Lord's anointed, my response is immediately, got it. I won't kill you. Okay? That's established. Okay? And that's just not biblical. I mean, there's plenty of laws within the United States that are going to make sure that I don't engage in that, that I don't kill you. But that doesn't mean you can't question or oppose. Okay? What did David do during his time where he was running from Saul? Was that not direct opposition? Did he not call out Saul for his behaviors? Yes, he did. But he didn't want to take blood from Saul. He said that that was God. God would do that. He knew he had faith in the Lord that God would replace Saul. And ultimately, David had that anointing. Okay, even when David says that to his general that he's not going to kill him, the anointing had already passed from Saul to David. Okay, so don't allow yourself to be a victim of manipulation, because that's truly what it is. We are supposed to question things. We're supposed to question things all the time. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Hey, so if we believe, if you believe like I do, ladies and gentlemen, that this book, the Holy Bible, is truth, 100% truth, then we need to examine it. We need to study this thing constantly and use this to teach, but also to rebuke. When somebody steps out of line with what the Bible says, it is our duty as Christians to rebuke them. Okay, now, rebuking doesn't have to be aggressive or hostile. Okay, a rebuke can be an act of love. Because if somebody is reading through the Bible and comes to a conclusion that something in this either is wrong or hasn't been revealed properly, we need to correct them. We need to correct them. We are fundamentally directed to correct whatever they've gotten wrong. Because what is our goal in all of this? Our goal is to return people back to the faith, the true faith. This don't touch the Lord's anointed has been used by cult leaders over and over and over again. Whenever you see a cult emerge, this is one of their favorite scriptures. It's really out of context. But they use this all the time to silence any opposition. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't be silenced. I'm what's called unshushable. Okay? When you tell me that I can't talk about something, oh, I'm going to talk about it. Okay? I'm like Mel Gibson from Braveheart. You remember Mel Gibson from Braveheart? What a great movie. One of the top five best movies ever made. Okay? And what is his response when they ask him how he's going to deal with the British? What is his response there?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Yeah. I'm going to pick a fight too. Not that I'm rebellious by nature. Well, I might be a little bit rebellious by nature. But the whole reason why I want to pick a fight, especially with dealing with such an important subject as the Bible, as theology, is because I want to correct what might be wrong. I want to correct an individual so that they come back to the grace of God. So I'm not going after some individual, and some of you might think that, some individual or some church specifically. No, that's not my intention behind this. My intention behind this episode is to bring people back away from either full-blown heresy or partial heresy. You know, taking something out of context that maybe it's not a primary issue. Okay, but still, those secondary issues are important. I'm not talking about denominational differences. I'm talking about things that are actually leading us away from the Lord. Now, there's another interesting, it's out of context once again, but it's a biblical passage. Don't judge, right? We hear this all the time. Don't judge lest you be judged. And they'll use this one as well. How dare you judge this individual? You're going to be judged even harsher. And yet, the Bible tells us to judge constantly. Are we not supposed to judge things? I mean, even just human nature, who we are, right? Do we not judge things constantly? If I'm, let's just go back to my wife giving me a heart attack when I'm driving. Do I not, when I pull up to that stop, do I not judge by looking left and right to see if there's a car coming or a pedestrian? Do I not make a judgment call at that point and say, it's safe, I can continue my turn until my wife screams? Yeah, that's a judgment call. That's a judge. You're making a judgment at that point. And so, yes, we are told to judge constantly. All right? John 4, or 1 John 4 tells us to test the spirits. We are supposed to test every single thing. And throughout the writings of the New Testament, not only do the disciples and apostles judge constantly, they call people out by name. I don't know how many scriptures are in the Holy Word of God. They call people out specifically by name, saying things like, I've turned this person over to Satan because they've been preaching the gospel wrong, because they've loved the world. So no, we are called to judge. It's just not judge hypocritically. Okay, if we have sin in our own lives, then we probably shouldn't be judging somebody who's doing the same thing that we are. That's what this is about. But don't let them silence your faith through expressions like don't touch the Lord's anointed or don't judge. We are absolutely required to do both. I will never stop talking when I see something wrong, especially when it's in the church, because that's the most important thing out there. If there's some fallacy that has been accepted, or perhaps a few churches are going in that direction, I'm not going to be quiet. Because as Bonhoeffer said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. And if I have brothers and sisters in the Lord who I love, and they're following that person, and they're following the teachings that contradict what the Bible says, you can bet your bottom dollar that I'm going to say something and I'm going to use my platform to address it. And it's not because I hate. It's because I love. And it's only, really, that love only comes from one source, God, because my flesh sure doesn't want to love people all the time. That's pretty darn difficult. Really, just think about it. Let's go this route. This will resonate with the audience. Romans 13. And Chris, can you actually bring up Romans 13? I know I said I was going to do this to you, but Romans 13. Okay? Everybody's familiar with Romans 13. Why? Because we live in America. And because Romans 13, perhaps more than any other scripture, has been twisted to benefit the globalists, the despots, the tyrants. This is a scripture that they love. It was Hitler's favorite scripture. We all know it. Submit to the governing authorities. All right, there's a lot more in that, but that's basically the bulk of it. Submit to the governing authorities. Well, I know that there are a lot of churches out there that don't agree with that. A lot of churches that say, no, let's apply that accurately. Let's put it in its proper context. And so if I, as a Christian, know that a governor or some government authority is passing laws, is acting evilly, right, is doing something wrong according to the will of God, then me as a believer, as a Christian, a follower of Christ, that I have the responsibility and the duty to oppose that. When the United States of America says that abortion is legal, or the state of Washington says abortion is legal, I know that life is precious, that God has established that we have a natural right to life. And so I'm going to oppose that. And that's actually submission to the proper authorities, being God. I will obey God over man, Acts 5:29. So a lot of churches that will also say, don't touch the Lord's anointed, understand Romans 13 properly and accurately. Now, would it be wrong if me as a Christian said, you know, I think Klaus Schwab is anointed. Yeah, I think he is. I think that's God's anointed. And so we shouldn't touch him. We shouldn't oppose him. We shouldn't speak out against him. Right? Or Bill Gates or George Soros. Name any of these globalist fools. Well, they're not really fools. They're highly intelligent, but they're working against God, so perhaps they are fools. But if I had that mindset, that mentality, they're the Lord's anointed, so I'm not going to touch them. Not going to do anything against them. Not get in the way of their plans whatsoever. Well, you'd think I was an idiot. And rightfully so. That is an idiotic stand to take. That individuals that are working directly against God's creation, that are trying to implement plans that will destroy humanity, that I would assume that they were God's anointed because they've been successful. The world's fallen. Success doesn't mean that their plans, their activities are approved by God. So if that's it, I'm making Chris over here yawn. He's bored. If that's the case, and we can apply Romans 13 accurately, shouldn't we turn it around to pastors and preachers as well? Shouldn't we examine the things that they're engaged in, the things that they're teaching upon, and saying, that's not right. I'm not going to submit to that. Or do we just accept, don't touch the Lord's anointed? Do we just accept, don't judge? No. Clearly you can see that this doesn't add up, that there's hypocrisy in these two contradicting beliefs. If I as a Christian can oppose a government official, then I as a Christian can oppose a pastor as well. And we do it respectfully. You don't see us taking up arms and assassinating government officials that we don't approve of or don't like. I never advocate for that on that show or on this show. And I can do it with a pastor as well. I can respectfully lead them back to the Bible, and we can have, hopefully, a good conversation about what this actually says, what this actually means. as opposed to just being silent, just consenting and agreeing that you've been established in this church. You've been appointed to this position. And so I don't dare question anything that you say. It's a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for building a tyrant within the church. And for me, people who believe like I do, we see resistance to tyrants as obedience to God. I will never stand for a tyrant, regardless of where they're at. I will oppose a tyrant in government, from the left. I will oppose a tyrant from the right. If we ever come to a position in America where we elect a far-right tyrannical leader because he's on our side, he believes like us, there goes the republic. It's over. It's, where is it? Ah, here it is.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
So we don't accept tyrants politically. But we also don't accept tyrants in the church. So if you find yourself in a church that is advocating for what I just talked about, don't touch the Lord's anointed, don't judge, then I really hope that you would have a difficult conversation with yourself first. Pray to God, have that conversation with your family, and then go and speak to the pastor. Go and speak to the leadership. And if their response is something like what I've just described, it's time to leave. It's time to go bye-bye. And that's a hard, hard decision to make. It's a most difficult one. You've got friends, you've got family, you've been in this church for years. But you're not in a church that accepts the fact that all Christians are anointed. Every single one of us. Just because you have a title or a position does not make you any better than your average Christian who attends the church. Because every single one of us is on a mission to go out and to make disciples and to care for widows and orphans. Every single one of us has Christ. We are image bearers of Christ. So you're not more anointed than I am. I'm not more anointed than you are. Every single one of us is on a mission. We're running that race. We're going to finish strong. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself or maybe even a doctor for your family or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product. Go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a 2-for-1 there. You know you've wanted a good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and State. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.